Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Ooh, LeBron. I'm not going to answer that question, but I appreciate it. That's good theater right there. I will say the thing that I do not miss about LeBron having a contract year coming up is the waiting with bated breath on his decision. So enjoy that, Orlando. Enjoy that, L.A. That'd be a lot of fun. Because here's the thing, it's no sweat off our back. I actually think if LeBron comes back, he should do us a solid and go for the mid-level exception. I mean, think about it. If LeBron came here on a mid-level exception, the man's got more money than God. And I know this doesn't make business sense, but if he did, you could trade Donovan or Darius for every conceivable shooter that LeBron could ever want, and you would still have LeBron, one of the guards, Evan, and Jared Allen. That team with like three or four more shooters could be a championship team tomorrow.
Now, would Bronny get in ever, or would he just ride the bench?
No, it would be the we could rename the G League the Cleveland Bronnies, and he could just be, it'd be like the Savannah Bananas, but with Bronny.
Can I ask you a serious question?
You may.
Like, why couldn't Bronny be as good as like a Max Strus or someone like that off the bench?
Because he wasn't even Max Strus in college. He might be, by the way, in a year's time.
I do think that he was held back a little bit at Southern Cal.
I don't think he was held back by the coach. I think he was held back by the health stuff.
Well, the heart condition was huge. And then I do think the coach sort of held him back, too, a little bit there. He'll be better than people think in the league, but I don't think he'll be a star.
Well, I just think I think he's one of the kids that just needs college, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, it's this weird juxtaposition, or it's really more of a push and pull of his brand is so immense, being LeBron's son. He's developed his own brand, too, that his brand probably works better in the NBA, but his game is not ready for the NBA. And I just think I think the farther removed you are from being ready to play when you head into the NBA, the more risk you take on. If he can go to Duquesne, or well, that's where we're kind of assuming he's going because of Drew Joyce being there. But if he can go there for one or two years, and really develop, and you can see that growth, he's probably going to be picked in the same spot, but he's going to give himself a better chance to develop. Mm. And I like if the kid wants to be a basketball, if he wants to be an NBA player, that's all I want. Like I want that for anybody, not just because he's LeBron's son and named after him. But, like, I don't want that dude just to go into the NBA draft because he's going to get drafted higher this year, because he's going to have to deal with in college, you're already dealing with the weight of the name. You get to the NBA, and we found this out with Michael's kids. The expectations are not commensurate with reality, and that's what I don't want for Bronny. And I think if he came in this year, It's just there's no way he could live up to those expectations unless he just became a different level of player overnight.
That's fair.
Now, getting back to the LeBron thing, because, again, I think it's a conversation. Like, I don't look at Miami and think, well, there's a spot that has – like, I think if I'm LeBron, if he even – I don't think he's entertaining leaving L.A., just so we're clear, because I think LeBron is comfortable with where his legacy is. That disappoints me as a LeBron fan, by the way. I want LeBron to go chase rings. I want LeBron to add – because right now we saw that guy that you saw drop a damn near triple-double on the road against the team in the NBA right now to darn near stave off elimination. That dude, if he can do that against a team, like, they designed that team to deal with LeBron. They traded for Aaron Gordon to be the Spider-Man defensively and try and contain LeBron. They throw everything they have at LeBron. They have nothing. They try to slow him down. Good luck with that. That guy, if that's not the best player on a championship team, that is a hell of a 1B. And so I just want LeBron to go out, because it's not like Chuck at the end of his career, or where he was kind of like he just didn't have the same leap that he had, you know, 5 years previously in Phoenix. He wasn't the same Chuck in Houston. It's not the same thing as Vince Carter Jr. being on a vet min hopping from – and I have no problem with that, by the way. Or Sean Marion doing it, or RJ doing it. I have no problem. I'm not trying to dog those dudes. That's fine. LeBron isn't that dude. So it's not the same thing as guy at the end of his career chasing championship. No, it's a dude who's still an alpha chasing championships. But I think if you look at the Cavs now, I don't think it's just because a dude from Akron that – it would make sense that he would value what the Cavs have, because they've got a pretty deep roster. They do have some three-point shooters. They still have some upward mobility with Evan. They have a really nice rim-running big in Jared Allen, who's mm-hmm. Jared's ready for prime time. What they don't have is a dude. They don't have a tone setter, an alpha, and unfortunately, it seems like Darius and Donovan contrast each other. And so, like, I'll be honest, I wouldn't trade Darius for LeBron. I'm not trading a 25-year-old point guard for a 39-year-old wing, no matter who he is. I'm not trading a 27-year-old, 28-year-old Donovan straight up for LeBron. But if there's a way you can work it, like, this is not – I think people expect, like, LeBron would get traded for the Kevin Durant deal. I don't think
– Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That makes sense for anybody. So I don't know how LeBron would come back, but I also think it's fascinating. Like, do you think if LeBron is looking at a potential homecoming, do you think this place is more attractive to him if the Cavs win or lose this Magic series?
I don't know how to look at it.
I've debated this a lot. Do you know why I think it'd be better if you lost?
Because he would maybe feel like he's the missing piece.
Well, I also think he understands, like, the bar next year is don't get embarrassed in the first round of the playoffs. Like, if the Lakers had faced, I don't want to say almost anyone, because Minnesota's playing, like, I mean, just amazing right now. But if the Lakers had been one of the other top four seeds, the Lakers aren't getting in the bounce in the first round of the series. They got bounced because they're playing the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And the Nuggets are – they have an answer for AD. They have an answer for everything else they have, and it's basically just LeBron going out there and trying to win the damn thing himself.
Yeah.
And right now the Nuggets are just a better team than LeBron is by himself as a difference maker. If they had played – I mean, darn near any team that is in – Minnesota or, gosh, the team they just played, they're getting to the second round. So LeBron knows that, perceptionally, people aren't giving him that credit. But I also think he would know here, all right, they've got talent I could work with and I could win with. The East is lighter again. That weird push and pull of talent going from the East to West, it swung back to the West. The West looks loaded now, so the East would be easier to win. Boston's the team you got to go through, and Boston is not in any way a team you can't beat. You know, I mean, Miami's showing that you can push them at least a little bit as an 8 seed. Mm-hmm. So you add LeBron here and maybe subtract one of the guards and get in a couple shooters. Like, but again, I think going out in the first round, LeBron can say, oh, I can easily get that team to the second round or better next year at 40.
I'm sure that he would and could. I guess the biggest question is, would he want to come back to Cleveland right now? I mean, he's already done his job. When he came back the second time, winning a title, it's like if he comes back again, they're not guaranteed a title. I know they weren't guaranteed a title the first time, but he was well within his prime back in 2014?
I think the tough thing is, right, I mean, maybe Philly with Embiid and Maxey.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
When he came.
I know, because I'm having flashbacks to here, like thinking back to that too, to thinking about getting ready for the playoffs, sitting right here with all of you guys getting ready for the game. So, like, but no, I mean, but I think outside of Philly, there's very few teams out there that you can say you put on LeBron tomorrow and there's a fit and there's history and there's immediate for success. I think that goes in the favor of the Cavs.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.